Today is our VBS Sunday.
今天是我们暑期圣经班的礼拜天。
We thank God for the last 6 days of Vacation Bible School.
我们感谢主在过去的六天所给我们的暑期圣经班。
First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the entire VBS staff.
首先我想用这段时间来感谢参与 VBS 所有的老师。
They have done a faithful work.
他们忠心的侍奉。
May I ask all the VBS class teachers, crew leaders, activity leaders, and the helpers of VBS stand up, please?
请参与侍奉的老师还有其他帮忙的一起站起来。
I would like to ask them to stand up. They have done a good work during the last 6 days.
我们特别谢谢他，他们做了一个相当好的侍奉。
Thank you.
谢谢。
You have made a big difference in the life of 50 children.
你们的工作让50个小朋友的生命得到了改变。
You have made a difference in their lives.
你们让他们的生命得到改变。
The theme of our Vacation Bible School is Trading Places.
我们今年的暑期圣经班的主题是交换地位。
Where Jesus makes a world of difference.
在那里，耶稣会让我们彻底得到改变。
Jesus had made a big difference in many lives.
耶稣在很多的生命中做了改变更新。
We have studied several Bible characters.
我们学了圣经里面的几个角色。
Like Ruth, David, Esther.
比如路德、大卫、以斯帖。
The disciples and the apostle Paul.
还有门徒，还有保罗。
They had experienced dramatic changes in their lives.
他们的生命经历了非常大的改变。
They were trading loneliness for loyalty.
他们用孤单，他们换来了忠心。
Sheep for subjects.
他们用羊换民众。
Beauty for bravery.
用美貌换取勇敢。
Fish for faith.
用鱼来取得信心。
Violence for victory.
换取了暴力而得到胜利。
Today I would like to share another story of another Bible character who was trading silver for salvation.
今天我用圣经的另外一个角色来告诉大家，他用银钱来换取救恩。
This man was rich.
这个人很富有。
He had lots of money.
他非常有钱。
But he was not happy.
但他并不愉快。
He was empty inside.
心中充满了空虚。
Jesus found him and saved him.
耶稣找到了他，拯救了他。
Jesus made a world of difference in his life.
耶稣在他的生命中做了彻底的改变。
All of us have been to the doctor's office because we needed help.
我们大家一定会有去看过医生，因为我们需要他的帮助。
We may have started with over-the-counter medication.
也许我们刚开始的时候去到药店里面买那些在药店可以随便买的药。
Taking pills, resting, drinking lots of water or a Chinese herb tea.
吃了药也休息，也许吃了中药休息。
And then until the point we say it's time that I go to see a doctor.
到了一定的时间，我们就说必须要去看医生了。
We go with the expectation that they would be able to diagnose the cause of our illness.
我们到去看医生的时候有个期望，因为知道他会把我们的病源找出来。
And then prescribe the right medicine.
然后就去开合适的药。
And if they can't do anything, then we are referred to the specialist.
如果他们不能帮助我们的时候，我们就会叫他去找专家。
They will run a number of tests to determine our problem.
这些专家就会做一些测试来去找大概是什么原因。
These are times of great anxiety.
这个时候是我们常常很焦虑的时候。
Because we don't know what's wrong with us.
因为我不知道我们的身体出了什么毛病。
We don't know how it can be solved.
不知道怎么样才可以得到医治。
Some of us maybe are in the middle of serious medical situation, and we desperately want God's help.
也许我们中间身体上有很严重的问题，很非常急切的去希望主带帮助我们。
Zacchaeus was in a similar situation.
撒该也出来同样的状况。
Not that he was physically sick.
其实他并不是说身体上有毛病。
In fact, he was probably quite fit, being able to climb a tree.
你看看起来，也许他的身体非常强壮，因为他可以爬树。
哦，对不起，其实今日系如果是听粤语的朋友或者弟兄姊妹，请你举手，我们用耳机翻译，我忘记了提醒大家。
听粤语的可以拿耳机听耳机
可能会听得更清楚。
也许会听得更清楚。
唔该，
谢谢。
Zacchaeus was an outcast of the society.
撒该是被遗弃的这在社会边缘的人。
He needs acceptance and he needs fulfillment.
他需要接纳，他需要得到满足。
He was spiritually sick.
他心灵上是有毛病。
There was this emptiness within his heart.
他的心中空虚。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
The Bible says that he was a tax collector.
圣经上说他是一个税吏。
Not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector.
不是一般的税吏，是个税吏长。
So he was very rich.
所以他非常有钱。
And verse 7 says that when Jesus wanted to go to his house, the crowd muttered. He has gone to be the guest of a sinner.
所以在第七节说，当耶稣说要到他家的时候，周围的人就在那里嘟囔说，他要去一个罪人的家里面。
The tax collectors were hated by the Jewish society.
税率在犹太教会里面当时是非常被憎恨的。
But why?
为什么呢？
Why was he looked down upon?
为什么人家会看不起收税的人呢？
Because he was a Jew working for the Roman government.
因为他是个犹太人，为当时的罗马人去服务。
He was considered a traitor to Israel.
当时的犹太人认为他们是个叛徒。
New Jersey has just raised our taxes.
新泽西最近涨了我们的税。
If you buy something, a computer, or go to a restaurant now, you have to pay 7% tax.
如果你去买东西，买电脑也好，去饭店也好，你就会付7%的税。
At that time, if Rome charged a 5% tax, Zacchaeus would have collected a 10% tax from the people.
当时罗马人去收5%的税，但撒该他会去收10%的税。
He squeezed tax money from his fellow Jews.
他从民众中榨取这些税钱。
Maybe you heard about the story.
也许你听过这个故事。
It's about a local fitness center.
曾经有一个健身中心。
Which was offering a $1,000 to anyone who could demonstrate that they were stronger than the owner of the fitness center.
有这么一位有一个竞赛，就是给1000块钱去找到最强壮的人。
Here is how it worked.
那他怎么做呢？
This muscle man would squeeze the lemon until all the juice ran into a glass.
这位壮士他会去拿一个柠檬，就用力挤到最后一滴汁出来。
Then hand the lemon over to the next challenger.
然后就把这个柠檬递给那个挑战的人。
Anyone who could squeeze just one more drop of juice out would win the money.
如果这位人可以再挤出一滴柠檬汁，那他就赢了。
Many people tried over time.
很多人试图去挑战。
Other weightlifters.
有练举重的。
Construction workers.
是建筑工人。
Even a professional wrestler.
甚至是职业摔跤的人。
But nobody could do it.
没人可以赢他。
One day, short, skinny guy like me came in and signed up for the contest.
有一天，有一位又瘦又小的像我这样的人走进来。
They all laughed at him.
他们看，大家看到这个人就起哄。
After the laughter died down,
当他们笑声停止以后，
The owner grabbed a lemon and squeezed away.
这位大力士也是这个健身房的主人，他拿了一个柠檬就挤掉。
Then he handed the wrinkled remains to the little man.
他把那个挤得皱皱的柠檬递给了这位瘦小的人。
The crowd's laughter turned to silence as the man clenched his fist.
这些观看的人马上就很安静，就看到他这个人一抓住他的拳头。
And then from this wrinkled lemon, 6 drops fell into the glass.
就从这个被挤皱的柠檬里面挤出了6滴柠檬汁。
The crowds were cheering. They were excited.
这些旁观的人说，哦，非常棒，就在那里鼓掌。
And then the manager paid out the check, the winning prize, and asked the short guy, "What do you do for a living?"
然后这个健身房的主人就写了一张支票说，问他你是做什么为生。
The little man said, "I work for the IRS."
他说我是为联邦税务局收税的。
He could have been Zacchaeus.
他也许就是像撒该一样。
Zacchaeus squeezed every single dollar from his fellow Jews.
撒该将这些他的犹太百姓挤压榨挤出这些钱。
That's why the Jews hated him.
这就是为什么犹太人很憎恨他们。
In the Gospels, when tax collectors were mentioned.
在福音里面，这些收税人被提到。
They were usually mentioned together with sinners and prostitutes.
在提到税率的时候，通常都是把这些人跟那些犯罪的人合在一起。
They were of the same class.
他们属于同一个阶层。
In the writings of the rabbis, they are even classified with robbers.
在这个拉比的这些分类中，他们叫做强盗。
As an outcast of the society, Zacchaeus was not popular among the people.
他是被社会所遗弃的这些族类。
And he was most likely very lonely.
这可以猜想他一定是很孤单的。
He needed something.
他需要一样事情。
Probably acceptance.
也许是被接纳，
probably fulfillment in life.
也许是在生活中觉得有成就感，
something that can fill the emptiness in his heart.
有一些可以填满他心中的空虚的东西。
He has money.
他有金钱。
He can buy anything he wants.
他可以买任何东西。
But money and silver cannot satisfy the longing in his heart.
但是金银钱财不能满足他心灵的需要。
That probably explains why he has such a strong desire to see Jesus.
这就是为什么，也许他是有一个强烈的愿望要去见耶稣。
Having heard so much about Jesus, now he wants to see Jesus in person.
他听了许多有关耶稣的，所以他必须要去见耶稣。
He was so passionate that he was willing to run and climb up a tree.
他有这么急切的愿望，他甚至会爬到树上。
He was a Middle Eastern man, chief tax collector, chief of the IRS, wealthy, wearing silk ties and three-piece suit.
他是一位中东的，非常有权势的，是一个税率长，也许穿了三件头的西装。
Then he ran and he climbed up the tree.
他跑去，然后爬到树上。
And in this encounter with Jesus,
这个与耶稣见面的这个过程，
Jesus made a difference in his life.
耶稣将他的生命改变了。
Zacchaeus realizes two things.
撒该认识到两样事情。
Number one,
第一，
Zacchaeus realized that Jesus was the one looking for him.
他发现其实是耶稣在找他。
It looks like that he was looking for Jesus, but in fact, Jesus was looking for him.
表面看起来好像是撒该去找耶稣，但其实是耶稣在找撒该。
Truth number one we see here is Jesus looks for you and me.
第一个真理是耶稣去寻找你和我。
Zacchaeus up on a tree.
撒该爬到树上,
and Jesus was walking by.
耶稣走过旁边,
everyone's eyes were on Jesus.
每个人的眼睛都盯住耶稣,
probably nobody noticed this short little guy.
也许没有人注意这位矮小的人在树上,
yet Jesus notices him.
但是耶稣看见了,
and Jesus looks up to Zacchaeus and calls him.
耶稣往树上看, 叫他的名字,
was Zacchaeus looking for Jesus?
那撒该是不是在找耶稣呢?
Or was Jesus looking for Zacchaeus?
而是耶稣在找撒该?
Apparently, it was Jesus who sought after Zacchaeus.
很明显是耶稣是在去追寻撒该。
It was Jesus who stopped at that tree.
是耶稣停在这个树上树下。
And Jesus called his name.
耶稣叫了他的名字。
Jesus knew his name.
耶稣知道他的名字。
No wonder God revealed to the prophet Jeremiah.
神在通过先知在耶利米书说道。
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
God is not playing hide and seek with us.
神并不是跟我们捉迷藏。
He wants us to know him.
他希望我们认识他。
Today, man searches for God.
今天我们人在找神。
We use all kinds of means and ways to find God.
我们用各种方法去找神。
We thought that by our own effort, we can make it to God.
我们希望通过我们的努力可以找到神。
Yet the truth is God is reaching down to us.
但事实是神是伸出手从上面伸下来。
God is revealing himself to us.
神将自己启示给我们。
God revealed himself through the person of Jesus Christ.
神通过耶稣基督这个人启示他自己给我们。
And in verse 10 says, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
第十节说是因为人子是来找世上的人。
What was the difference between religion and Christianity?
那宗教和基督教有什么差别呢?
Religion is man looking for God.
基督教宗教是人去找神。
Christianity is God looking for man.
而基督教是神找人。
For man looking for God,
因为如果人去找神的时候,
there are too many obstacles.
有非常多的障碍。
Our mind is finite.
我们的脑袋是有限的。
Our intelligence is limited.
我们的智慧也有限。
Sometimes our son Matthew plays hide and seek with us.
有时候我的儿子 Matthew 跟我们捉迷藏。
Do you like to play this game at your home?
你们在家里是不是也喜欢玩这个游戏?
He would hide under a tray, under a chair or a table.
他就会躲在桌子上或者是凳子下。
And I would pretend that I did not see him at all.
然后就装了我没有看到他。
And after a few minutes, I would say,
几分钟以后我就说,
Matthew, come out, I give up.
Matthew, 出来吧,我找不到你了。
And of course, he would feel so happy that he wins the game.
然后他就觉得非常高兴,因为他赢了。
He's excited, he's jumping up and down.
他非常高兴。
Can man really find God?
人真正能找到神吗?
If we play a hide and seek game with God,
如果我们去跟神去捉迷藏的话,
who do you think will win?
你觉得哪个会赢呢?
When God hides, can man find him?
如果神藏起来, 人可以找到他吗?
When man hides, God surely can find him.
当人躲起来的时候, 神 一定会找到他。
Suppose you're in a shopping mall.
假如你会到一个, 购物中心,
you and your child get separated.
你和你的小孩搞分散了。Unfortunately,
you gave him a cell phone.
但是好在你给他留了一个手提电话。And
you hear the cell phone is ringing.
当你听到这个手提电话的时候,
And of course, as a mom, you would ask the child to stay put, just stay there.
你作为一个妈妈, 你肯定叫这小孩说, 你不要走, 你就在那里等着。
Probably you will not ask your child to come and look for you.
也许你不会叫你的小孩说你来找我。
For a mom to look for a child is much easier.
作为母亲呢，去找她的小孩当然容易多了。
For a child to look for his mom is much more difficult.
如果叫着小孩去找妈妈的话，那就会难多了。
God, being the more intelligent one, looks for men.
神是个充满智慧的，去找人的时候。
As the tax collector Zacchaeus was looking for silver.
就当撒该去找银钱的时候。
But Jesus was looking for him.
耶稣去找撒该。
Today, Jesus is also looking for you.
今天耶稣也同样在找你。
God wants to give you something more precious than silver and gold.
神给你比金银更宝贵的。
Dear friends, you may be small or insignificant.
这些也许
Dear friends.
这差别好像是很小。
You may feel that you are very small.
也许你觉得有更多。
You may feel that nobody notices you.
也许你觉得没有人注意你。
But God notices you.
但神会留心到你。
Even if you are up on a tree,
尽管你爬在树上，
Jesus knows you are there.
耶稣知道你在那里。
Jesus is coming to look for you.
耶稣今天来找你。
He is a savior.
他是救主。
Would you accept him today?
你今天会接受他吗？
The second thing Zacchaeus realized is that Jesus can transform his life.
第二点是撒该意识到耶稣可以改变我的生命。
Truth number two. Jesus changes me.
第二点真理，耶稣改变我。
Jesus can change your life.
耶稣可以改变你的生命。
Jesus knew Zacchaeus.
耶稣认识撒该。
He called out his name.
他叫了他的名字。
It's the first time.
这是头一次。
He never met Zacchaeus before.
他从来没见过他。
But he knew his name.
他知道他的名字。
Zacchaeus, come down immediately.
撒该马上从树上下来。
I must stay at your house today.
我今天要住在你的家。
He knew Zacchaeus' heart.
他知道撒该的心。
There was emptiness in his heart.
他的心中充满了空虚。
And Jesus was inviting himself to his home for dinner.
耶稣邀请自己去撒该的家去吃饭。
It would not be a problem for Zacchaeus.
这对撒该来说并不是问题。
He's wealthy.
他有钱。
He's rich.
他非常富有。
And this is the only instance in the four Gospels where we see Jesus inviting himself to someone's home.
这是四本福音书里面唯一一次耶稣邀请自己到他人家吃饭。
Likewise, today, Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart.
就像今天一样，耶稣在你的心门外叩门。
Jesus wants to invite himself into the home of your heart.
耶稣邀请自己进入你的心。
Revelation 3:20.
启示录三章二十节。
Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有人听见我声音就开门的，我就进入他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Zacchaeus' heart longs for Jesus.
撒该的心渴望耶稣。
Do you?
你的心呢？
Jesus did not merely visit him.
耶稣不单单去探访了他。
He probably stayed for two or three days.
也许他在那住了几天。
No one would want to go into a sinner's house.
也许当时没有人愿意到一个罪人家去做客。
Yet Jesus stayed with him.
耶稣在他家里住下。
Why?
为什么呢？
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
因为人子是来找拯救失丧的人。
Zacchaeus then got to know Jesus.
撒该借着机会可以认识耶稣。
Who he is and what he has done.
认识到他是谁，他所做的一切。
He came to know God and know God's will.
他去认识到神，认识到神的旨意。
Not only did Zacchaeus receive Jesus into his home, he eventually received Jesus into his heart.
撒该 接受耶稣进入他的家，最终接受耶稣进入他的心。
It is so beautiful.
这个是很美妙的一件事情。
Jesus came for Zacchaeus because he knew he was lost.
耶稣去找撒该，因为他知道他已经失落了。
We too are lost.
我们也是在失落的。
Isaiah 53 says,
以赛亚五十三章说。
We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
We do not know God as our creator.
我们不认识神是我们的造物主。
We have sinned.
我们犯了罪。
We have fallen short of the glory of God.
我们离神的标准很远。
Unless there is some intervention, we are eternally lost.
如果有其他东西，没有，除非有其他东西的介入，要不然我们就永远的迷失了。
But God came for us by sending Jesus Christ.
但神来到我们那里，通过主耶稣基督。
Jesus came therefore to show us who God is.
耶稣来到我们这里，告诉我们神是谁。
And redeem us from our sins.
将我们从罪中拯救出来。
How?
怎么做呢？
By paying a high price.
他自己付了高的代价。
By trading heavenly glory for shameful suffering.
用他天上的荣耀换取苦难。
He paid the penalty of sin upon the cross.
他偿付了我们的罪在十字架上。
He freed us from the penalty of hell.
他将我们从地狱的惩罚中拯救出来。
Zacchaeus was too lost in his sin.
撒该在他的罪中沉沦了。
The only way he could be saved is for God to intervene.
唯一让他可以得到拯救的是神来去拯救他。
It is the same for us today.
我们也是同样。
God is looking for you.
神在找你。
How can we be hiding?
我们怎么可以躲藏呢？
If Jesus can call Zacchaeus by his name,
如果耶稣可以叫撒该他的名字，
God can call each one of us by name.
耶稣也可以叫每一位自己的名字。
He knows what you did last night when nobody is watching.
他知道昨晚上没有人看见的时候你所做的一切。
He knows what you are saying behind closed doors.
他知道你关了门以后所说的话。
Zacchaeus believed and accepted Jesus.
撒该马上立即接受了耶稣。
And his life is transformed.
他的生命马上改变。
His heart is changed.
他的心得到更新。
Verse 9 says, Today salvation has come to this house.
第九节说，今天救恩就临到这个家庭。
How was his life changed?
他的生命怎么改变呢？
Zacchaeus said, I give half of my possession to the poor.
他说我将我一半所拥有的给穷人。
I will pay back four times the amount those I have cheated.
我会偿付，如果我榨取人的话，会四倍的加四倍偿还。
Jesus made a difference in his life.
耶稣在他的生命中做了改变。
He was living for self, now he cared for the poor and the needy.
过去他为自己而活，现在他为穷人。
Previously, he was cheating others. Now, he was repaying those whom he had cheated.
过去他去榨取人家，那现在他偿还他曾经榨取的人。
Zacchaeus was deeply convicted by his sin.
撒该很深深地感受到自己的罪。
And he decided to walk right.
他决定要去纠正。
No one can change him.
没有人可以改变他。
No rules can help him.
没有规则法律去改变
他。No education can correct him.
没有教育可以改变他。
But Jesus changed him.
但是耶稣改变了他。
Jesus today can also make a difference in your life.
耶稣今天同样的可以在你的生命中的做到改变。
Would you allow him?
你愿意吗？
In England, there was a paper factory that makes the finest stationery in the world.
在英国有一个做文具品的工厂。
One day, a wealthy man touring the factory asked what it was made from.
有一天他去参观这个制造文具的工厂，看看是怎么做的。
He was shown a huge pile of old rags.
他去找到一大堆破烂布。
And he was told that the red content was what determined the quality of the paper.
这些烂布的成分决定这些纸张的质量。
This wealthy visitor couldn't believe it.
这个有钱的这个参观者不可以相信。
And a few weeks later, he received from this company a package of paper.
他在这个从这公司接受到的这些文具啊纸张。
And that stack of paper with his initials embossed on it.
这些纸张中有他的名字手印打在上头。
And then on the top piece were written these words.
在上面写了这些字。
Dirty rags transformed.
肮脏的布得到改变。
Dirty rags transformed into finest stationery.
肮脏的烂布改变成为高贵的文字纸张。
The same is true for us.
同样的，我们也是这样子。
We were like the dirty rags.
我们过去像肮脏的烂布一样。
But Jesus can transform our lives into a masterpiece.
但耶稣可以将我们改变成为一样杰作。
If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
如果人在基督里，就一切都变新了，旧的已过，新的已经来了。
Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house."
耶稣说，今天救恩临到这个家庭。
We are lost.
我们已经失丧。
But Jesus found us.
但耶稣找到了我们。
Today, God loves you.
今天神爱你。
He came to seek and save you.
他来拯救你。
God can change Zacchaeus and he can change you.
神可以改变撒该，也同样可以改变你。
He made you in the first place.
他把你放成首位。
He came to look for you.
他来寻找你。
And God has led you into this church today. God has led you into this church today so you can hear him.
神把你邀请来到这个教会，以至于你可以认识他。
He is calling you to return to him today.
他今天去呼召你，去回到他的面前。
Jesus is looking for you.
耶稣今天在找你。
Jesus changes you.
耶稣会改变你。
Would you respond to him?
你会接受吗？
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have sent your Son Jesus Christ into this world.
亲爱的天父，感谢你差派主耶稣基督来到这个世界。
And to look for me.
去来寻找我。
A dirty rag.
一块肮脏的布。
Because you want to transform me into a fine masterpiece.
因为你要改变我，成为你的杰作。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.